Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo. Dottor Franzi, so we are the feast of Saint Martha, one of the best friends of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that our Lord will go to their house near Jerusalem to spend a few days of resting and prayer. So they are considered his very chosen few friends. So we know also that our Lord caused Martha, Maria, and Lazarus to be saints. They became saints, great saints. Eventually, the three of them went to France, to Marseille, and there Lazarus became bishop. Mary Magdalene became a hermit in a cave, and Martha was found a convent, and being there as a religious. So, but what I want to reflect today is the encouragement, how to fight this battle that we are undergoing, because we are in very important moments living through. Because that was a declaration of war of the army of the devil against God, and against the Catholic religion, against the Blessed Virgin Mary. Was a declaration of war. Through Francis, the devil managed to declare to abolish, really, to abolish the Catholic religion. Of course, he doesn't have the authority, but he did by a decree, by his authority. It's like giving a death sentence to the mystical body of Christ, to whatever Christ. Between the death sentence and the death, we know what happened to our Lord. That was the way of the cross. That was the second station, the third station, the fourth station, until he died on the cross. We know that the Catholic Church is not going to die, but indeed we are going to go through the second station, third station, fourth station, fifth station of the way of the cross. It's very important to meditate on that, because in the context of the situation, this is what we are passing through. So we must carry alone, isolated, but with a company, with the company of the Blessed Virgin Mary, with the grace and God of which Jesus Christ is going to provide for us, we are going to fight against the devil and the world and ourselves. So it's an open war. It's an open war. If we don't see ourselves in an open war, in times of war, if we don't feel in times of war, and the severest war in the history of mankind, we will be losing the battle, because we will not be fighting, we will not be ready, we will not be doing our part for God and for our brothers. So what we have to do is second station of the way of the cross. Embrace the cross, whatever may happen to us, with the spirit of the martyrs. Kiss the cross, second station, grab the cross, our cross and the cross of our brothers, and accompany our Lord to Calvary. The third station, we may fall, we may see people falling, we have seen many friends, priests, bishops falling away from the path of fidelity. So we have to try to cause them get up by our fidelity, by our prayer, by our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, by shedding our blood eventually. We must help our brothers, sisters, relatives, for example, carry also, to carry their cross. They are falling on the ground, people. Discouragement, fallen because they are being persecuted, despoiled for the jobs or the reputation or whatever. We must help them to carry their crosses with labor, Lord. Get up and keep going. And also now the fourth station of the cross, or way of the cross, the Blessed Virgin Mary encountering our Lord, destroyed. This is so much outrage because from God, because he's mistreated, he's been killed in that moment. He's the Blessed Virgin Mary is exactly the seven swords in her heart. We are having pearls in her heart. Looking at our Lord and from his soul being lost. So the fourth station reminds us to accompany the Blessed Virgin Mary, to repair her heart, to console her immaculate heart, and to have pity on our mother, and to be at her side until the last moment of our life. Yes, this is the message of Fatima. The message of Fatima is precisely to be on the way of the cross next to the Blessed Virgin Mary, on the way of the cross in Calvary also. Because she's leading the way, she's opening the way to Calvary and to heaven. So we are following the we are following the steps of our Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord. And after the fifth station of the cross, which is the Cyrene, helping to carry the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are those Cyrene, Simon the Cyrene, Cyrene of Cyrene, helping out. Willingly, maybe, many of us, unwillingly, but we must do it well, carry it out. The next stations, consoling the women of Jerusalem. We must go out of ourselves and try to help out. In these moments, we must help more than ever our brothers and sisters. We must forget about ourselves. Our Lord gave this example. So the women of Jerusalem were pitying our Lord, and he answered, "Don't cry for me, don't pay attention to me. Be worried and cry for your children." It's what we have to do. To be mindful about our brothers and sisters and needs. And after comes the keep falling on the ground, you know, the second fall and the third fall, getting up, helping our brothers to get up, to follow the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ. Also we had the event of the our Lord being stripped of his vestments, his garments. What we see, people have shame of being, of considering Catholic, of being called Catholic, of professing Catholic faith in public. We see priests and bishops not daring to profess their faith publicly for human respects. That is to strike out our Lord of his vestments. They are ashamed of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's why we have to keep company our blessed Lord, even if that is cause to cause a great persecution to us. Suffice it to us that the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord are pleased, are happy, or are willing to do willing something that when they will suffer from us is precisely that we are going to be with them until the end. Also, we see nailing of the nailing of the hands and feet of our Lord on the cross. It's precisely the martyrdom, the grace of martyrdom, of going and doing and stepping upon whatever the will of God lead us to. So it means to die on the cross, with the cross, by our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary. On night of the cross, is what is happening in this moment. We are being nailed on the cross. So we will be lifted up on the cross as the reason. People is going to make a mockery of us, waiting for us to die. We see the rejection and the persecution and the diabolical environment wants to extinguish the Catholic religion, extinguish life, extinguish whatever is from God. Creation, man has created it, nature, even the climate changes through technology and human hands. So really, the devil wants to get rid of whatever trace from God is left in the world. We are that. This is the battle. This is the focus of this battle. To realize that we are in the last battle of the Blessed Virgin Mary against the devil. We are just instruments. So we are not powerful. We are not wise. We are not virtuous. We are no saints. So what God wanted from us is precisely fidelity. Great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that suffice for us the love of God and the reward that He is going to give to us. So we should not play attachments or focus to the good things of the world anymore. So it's why it's more important than ever the fidelity that Archbishop Lefebvre gave to us. So to prefer to die, even to say a lie, or to give a fidelity in matters of faith, especially in faith. So it is the context that we have to remember also is a diabolical makeup of this thing that we see around us, something diabolical. And that is going to be fight back through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Which means through faith and the love and consecration of the Blessed Virgin Mary through the Holy Rosary. So nothing to fear. Remember, the grace is going to be given to us. No doubt, God is going to fulfill His promise. But we must stir up the virtue of hope, of trusting the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord. So I invite you to do many times a day acts of hope. Most sacred of Jesus, I trust in Thee. Immaculate Heart of Mary, I trust in Thee. Yes, this is acts of hope I have to do. So we continue and we ask our Lord to help us. My Father and Son, pray.